Welcome back, everybody. It is still whatever the date was that I said, April 28th, 2022. This is Stories That Sell Now, and this is our second half, shorter half, obviously. I can see you got some snacks for yourself, that you're, you know, got yourself re-energized. So happy you're here for this second part of what we're doing today. So we talked about you have an infinite number of stories. We talked about first why stories matter so much. I mean, there is in every area of our companies. We talked about that alignment with the inner story, the authenticity, the owning our story. We talked about that you have an infinite number of stories. I love Marnie's like 25 stories, 25 categories of stories, and how they branch out from there. We can go wide, we can go deep. And then we start talking about a theme, and you got it. Your examples tell me that you got it. The difference between just something that's not a theme and like this is a lamp, and something where we're actually saying something. And sometimes we don't want to do that because we're afraid to offend somebody. We're afraid they'll throw tomatoes, whatever. We're afraid that we might be wrong and so on, but actually standing for it. And so interesting too, that Deborah illustrated that so perfectly, right? Because we get afraid that we're getting it wrong. Hope you don't mind that point to that, Deborah. Anybody ever thought that they might get it wrong ever before? It's only Deborah. Right? Like, look at Heidi's like, are you kidding me? Diane's going like, don't even bother asking. Right? So sometimes we so want to, I think as women too, we're trained to people please. We're trained to get it right. You know, I mean, men have that too, but in a different way, right? So we need to say something. We need to have the courage to put our stake in the ground and actually say something. So what I did, I've been wanting to do this for years, but I haven't actually done this in this way before. And so we'll see how this goes, because I haven't done this a little exercise before. I wanted to create a little game about story so that we could really understand these. When we get the foundational principles of story, we get it. And there's lots of nuance and detail. You used to teach, you know, full year courses at university about it. There's a lot. But what I want to do is understand the foundations really well. And when we get that, you can be so far ahead of what people are doing when they're networking, when they're speaking, all kinds of areas, when we get these basic principles. And I wanted to get there through a little game. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. So I wanted to use the chat for this. We'll see how this, you know, how this works. But in the chat, let me see. I'm going to go like this so we have them outlined easily. Story stems. Okay, see how I just put story stems over there? And I'm going to change it. I've got a list beside me so I can see participants, but I want to do that. I just want to see there. Okay, story stems. All right. So here's what I want to do. Remember, you created those like 50 stories together. It could be that or something else. I would love if there was a story stem from each of you. There's, five of you in the room. That means that, you know, let's do 10 little story stems. And you can write them in the chat. All right. So you can say them out loud while you're saying it out loud, right in the chat. And it could be, Marnie might say, the time my brother stole my bike when I was 5. So, and in the chat, she writes, brother stole bike. And we know it's Marnie's because it's Marnie who said it. All right, making sense? Don't worry, don't think too hard. I just want 10 story stems in front of us. And we're gonna just do this like popcorn. One or two from each of you. Maybe somebody will have 3, I don't care. Who's going to start? Just a little story stem like I just demonstrated with Marnie's, the fictional story about Marnie and her. Yeah. Okay. Marnie put in, and you can say it out loud too as you're saying it, Marnie. Wow. You already put that in there. Okay. Go ahead. Oh,
sorry. Trying to save someone's life.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks. Let's get some others. Go ahead.
Top of Machu Picchu.
Top of Machu Picchu. Okay. Great. Put it in the chat. Say it and put it in the chat. And you can say it and then put it in the chat. You can be putting it in the chat when somebody else is saying their thing. Well, you just had 50. It doesn't matter. Choose one.
Making a mistake in kindergarten.
Thank you. I was going to say, we have some really grand things. I love that, Heidi, because we want like I love that. We've got a range of things, you know? Good. Okay. What else? At least let's put 5 or 10 or 15 up there. Wow. Oh, now they're starting to come. Hearing them out loud as well. So if it's in there, say it, make sure you've said it out loud too.
Wow, driving across Nicaragua.
And you'll end up sorting it out. Somebody will speak first.
Driving across the country.
Okay. And Marnie, you said?
Why I love Nicaragua.
Okay. What else? Give me a few more. We've only got a handful. You guys in 4 minutes came up with 50.
My sister-in-law being adopted.
Your sister-in-law, sorry, I was coughing and I missed what you said.
Being adopted.
Being adopted. Thank you.
Why traveling solo is satisfying.
Okay.
Being broke and unemployed.
Okay, good. All right. So we've got some little story stems in there. All right. And next, what I want to do, I'm going to put in the chat.
I added one more find in my place in the world.
Perfect. Oh yeah. And it's in there in the chat already. Okay. So now I don't want you to think about anything that we've got up there. We know the difference between like, this is a cup and a theme. A theme might be, oh goodness, just to kind of stoke the, you know, good guys always finish last. Starting early is the worst thing for entrepreneurs. Chocolate's the best cure for a breakup. Mothers never get it right. And because of that, we suffer. Mothers always get it right. Because of that, we suffer or we thrive. Pay attention to the small things and the big things always fall into place. Forget the small things because, you know, I mean, here's some anyway, right? Money does buy happiness. I don't know. COVID created the worst conditions for business. COVID created the best conditions for business, right? They can be opposite things, right? So, and it doesn't have to be about anything in particular. I just want us to write 5 or 10 themes down. Something that's saying something, right? Go ahead. And say it and then put it in the chat. Marnie's got the first one. She wins the prize for hers. She says, love hurts.
Love hurts.
What else?
All delay is purposeful.
Perfect. Thank you. Keep putting them in the chat. Go ahead.
Work is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Would some people disagree with that? That was an interesting one. Some people would disagree with that. So it goes as a theme, right? Because in fact, over here, I would argue that it should be easy, right? It ought to be easy for us when we're really doing the work that we love. So yes, that one, that's a thing. Good. Keep going. Say them if they're in the chat.
The more we see our country, the better we will get along.
Okay. Some people would go like, no way, right? So yeah, we got a theme.
Mine is you can turn challenges into opportunities.
One or two more. Anna Maria, I see you added life is easy. Let's do one more. Somebody put something in there and say it.
I'm writing, but we each are born with a gift to give to the world.
Right. Yes. God. We're each born with a gift to give to the world. Some people go, no, we're not. It's random or no, we're not. Right. Yeah. So, right. Okay, good. Get the right people involved in your life. Let me think, Marnie. Get the right people involved in your life. I think what you're saying is like, we should get the right people involved in our lives, right? Okay. Because some people might say, it's really not about the people. It's about something else. Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right. So we have a bunch of themes here. All right. I want you to, and it will take the first thing that people say to me. It doesn't matter which one. I want you to pick three. So somebody's going to pick one. Somebody else is going to pick one. I'm going to write them down here.
I apologize. I was chewing celery and missed it.
Yeah, like me and my coffee. All right, sorry. So pick three themes. Somebody pick one, then somebody else picks on one, and we're going to pick three.
I'll pick the more we see our country, the better we get along.
Okay. Okay. And then what else?
You can turn challenges into opportunities.
Okay. And then one more.
Love hurts.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'm going to scroll up here where we had these story threads. And anybody can say, you can say your own, you can say somebody else's. I don't care. It doesn't matter. So pick a story stem. You know, we've got the kind of quick basis of a story. We don't have the whole story, but pick three. It doesn't matter which ones. Don't be afraid to go for it. Just choose one. Don't think.
Driving across the country.
Okay.
Making a mistake in kindergarten.
Okay. One more.
The obstacle is in the way.
The obstacle, where's that
is
one?
The way. I'm sorry, is the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Obstacle. Where's that one?
Under the themes.
Oh, that's under the theme. So I want one that's a story stem. Okay. That's what's really good. That one. Okay. So story stem. Pick a different one for us, Anna Maria, like one of the story stems.
Trying to save someone's life.
Okay, got it. So Deborah's got it. So thank you. Thank you all for playing. Watch your editors. Watch me playing.
Right? Sorry about that, Anna Maria. I didn't mean to step over.
Oh, and look at you apologizing again. So interesting, isn't it? Anna Maria, do you feel hurt and betrayed? Because, you know, like, are you okay? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Perfect. Okay, so we have a theme. The more you see the country, the better we see the country, the better we get along. We can turn challenges. Was it turn challenges into opportunities? No challenges. You can turn challenges into opportunities, and love hurts. And then there are story stems. We've got driving across the country. We've got a mistake in kindergarten, and we've got saving someone's life. All right. So let's go. Just because the story about driving across the country and the more you see the country, the better we get along just sounds like too easy a match. I'm going to go from the bottom here. So I'm going to start with saving someone's life. And that was yours, Marnie, right? Excuse me, sorry. Goodness, didn't catch that one to mute it. All right. So saving someone's life. We have three different themes here. We have the more we see the country, the better we get along. You can turn challenges into opportunities, and love hurts. Are these all very different themes? Do they say the same thing, or do they say something radically different from each other? They're radically different from each other, right? They don't say anything alike. They say completely different things. All right. So Marnie, I want you to tell us just in 20 seconds, like just the thumbnail version, so we have something of the facts of it, really 20 seconds. The essence of the thing that happened about saving someone's life. So we know some of the facts of the story, put it that way.
A neighbor in the hotel in the room next to me had a heart attack or something, and I heard his family screaming and went to assist and tried to perform CPR to save his life.
Thank you. So we got the essence of it. And then remember this thing about themes, a story has a theme. You get to decide. You get to decide what that story means. If you actually heard what I just said, this is life changing. We don't have time to go into that right now, right? But this is life changing. So we're not talking too much about how to construct a story yet. We'll talk more about that next week as we get to the technical writing of the story. And how we even write itself and how to do that easily. And I mean, I've taught half your courses in writing and you'll get like a crash course next week, right? You know, how to do this with ease. But Marnie, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make that story about saving someone's life mean the more we see the country, the better we get along. Take half a minute, 3/4 of a minute, and make that story mean that for us. Only that, so, nothing else.
Okay. So I'm a believer that travel exposes us to other ideas and principles, and we see the differences, but we also see all the similarities. For example, when I tried to save someone's life in Cambodia, no one could speak the same language. And in a crisis, we all spoke and did what needed to be done to try and intervene in this situation. And the truth can be on an international level, or that could be in your own country. Do you know what's happening with the people beside you? Are you there to assist them? What are the principles that are guiding people? Because I think you'll find that we all share the common emotions of grief and love and hurt and need. And you can be part of that.
Okay. Great. Like I gave her zero preparation time. Right. And now if I gave Marnie some more time, she could hone it in on exactly that theme more and more and more. But did you go like driving, you know, saving someone's life, and the more we see the country, the better we get along? What? That story can't mean that. We can make that story mean whatever we want it to mean. So saving someone's life, you know, and Marnie could have even started with the, you know, well, the more we see the country, I'm so glad that I'm so glad I traveled the country, because if I hadn't done that, I might have done something different in this situation. Let me tell you about it. Right? She could name the theme right at the beginning so that we know exactly what the theme is. And then that story means that. If you got that, you have the keys to the kingdom. Raise your hand. Did you hear what we just did there? Yeah? Anna Maria, did you hear too? Okay. So Marnie, saving someone's life. You can turn challenges into opportunities. I want you to start with a theme and stay zero focused, like zero, like one pointed focused on that theme. You can turn challenges into opportunities. Have that story mean nothing else except that.
You can turn challenges into opportunities. An example for me was trying to save someone's life in Cambodia. It felt like the absolute worst moment of my life, trying to resuscitate someone that I actually believed was beyond help. And I could have taken that as a failure, but instead I turned that story into success, into opportunity, and recognized that I stepped in when others didn't, that despite my fear and discomfort, I tried to help someone out. And in doing that, I learned more about myself and about other people and about compassion. And it helped me resolve the anniversary of my dad's death, which happened to be on the same day. So anything can be an opportunity that you can take out of a challenge.
Did you see what she just did? That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was wanting her to do. Make sure you keep landing on the theme, because we heard it better, didn't we? Because she started talking about compassion and other things, and we start actually even hearing it less, even though these things are really important. And she lands back on the theme, we hear the story. If you just heard that very same thing just meant a completely different thing, raise your hand. Thank you for this, Marty. Well done. I'm so glad we're playing the game. All right, last one. Love hurts. It's like I was saving somebody's life. Love hurts. What? I want you to start and end with the theme like you did. And I want you to stay focused on the theme. And if you start to drift off theme, come back to the theme. And I want you to make that story, saving someone's life, mean that love hurts.
You've heard the story that love hurts. And probably everyone has an example in their life where that becomes so clear for them. For me, one of those times was in Cambodia trying to save someone's life. And his loved ones, his daughter and his wife of the person who had had the heart attack, were standing there. And as I was doing compressions, I looked up into the eyes of his wife, and I could see the reality of her world shifting. She couldn't speak English and I couldn't speak Punjabi, but I was 100% aware that in that moment, every ounce of her body was dedicated to the love and the hurt that was coming with it. But I also know it only hurt because she already had the love in the situation. It wouldn't have hurt if he didn't matter. So the only way we get the joy is to understand that the love hurts as well, it's worth the journey.
Thank you, Marnie. I mean, will you give her a round of applause? Because it's like, way to go, like right on the spot, right? And what I wanted you to notice, and Marnie's doing this right on the spot here, so well done. But did you notice that she was struggling to hold the theme a little bit at the end? But she wanted to say something else. She wanted to say, yeah, but love is worth it. Or like what I saw most is a love in her eyes. But did you notice that as she started doing that, your attention was not as riveted, right? And again, she's doing it on the spot. She did a fabulous job, but Marnie knows. So she her story wanted to drift somewhere else because she was trying to say something else. But the more she stays laser focused on that one meaning, love hurts, that's when we were hearing her the best. If you could see that, raise your hand. Have that story mean that one thing. Because Marnie so wanted to say, but love is worth it after all, or something like that. There was another theme wanting to creep in. But when, and notice too, that she pulled out very different details. We didn't even hear about the family before. She chose the elements of her story to support that theme, and that's why we could hear that story. And, you know, if Marnie had a chance to revise the story, Marnie, can I play a little bit here? She might say, you know, I looked into her eyes, and she's gonna land on love hurts no matter what, right? No, she's not gonna lie, but weren't those all true? Couldn't you feel that they were all true? Our lives are multiple and complex. But we pull out the threads of the story that are real and authentic and the ones that allow people to hear what it is we're trying to say. So if Marnie had said, you know, and she did that so beautifully, I looked into their eyes, I'm doing compressions. And again, I'm making these things up. I don't know if these things were true, but I'm doing compressions on his chest. And I know he's not going to make it, or I know, you know, or whatever it is, right? And I looked into her eyes and I know that she loved that man. But at that moment, all I could see was hurt. Her whole body was hurting. In her eyes were reflected hurt. And no matter how much we want to love, I just got to tell you, love freaking hurts. And I know it better than I ever knew it from that day. You see what I just did? Like I just tweaked a little bit what Marnie was doing in the moment beautifully. But the more we land on that, doesn't it just go like, oh, right. Lands. If you understand, you just got given the keys to the kingdom, raise your hand. Did you hear what we just did? We take a real and true story. We're not like, we're they're all authentic. And you can make that story mean what you want it to mean. You get to decide. And then you're going to kind of craft that story with like, would it make sense about driving across the country? And I looked into her eyes and I saw that hurt. Would that fit into we can turn challenges into opportunities? Like it wouldn't fit. So she doesn't pull out those details. All right, great, great work. Again, another round of applause for Marnie. Great job. Yay. How's that feel, Marnie? How'd that feel doing that?
Yeah, good, because it you know, I could feel the drift. And then it was like, no, this is the thing. Go back, go back, go back, right? And just as you were describing it, it was like, oh yeah, you know, these are the things I could have brought in to keep that love hurts piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to stay laser focused there, and then our people will, and then they can hear us. We try to say more than one thing, they can't hear us anymore. So we have to decide what we want to say. All right, let me see. So we've got, that's someone saving someone's life. Let's go in reverse order. Mistake in kindergarten. Heidi, that one was yours, right? You willing to play?
Sure.
Thank you for that. Heidi's a little bit like,
I don't know.
Thank you. And again, remember that, watch how you're playing, right? This is a safe place. Everybody's here to support you. And we're all learning together, all right? And there's no way to get this wrong. And like, if you're drifting off the theme, don't worry. Just like with Marnie, I'll help you, all right? So now, let me see, made a mistake in kindergarten. Give us the bare bones of what happened.
The assignment was to learn your name, address, and phone number to fill in an oak tag chart of your class, the classmates' information. And I made a mistake when doing it and crossed it out. And the teacher told me that I had ruined the chart.
Wow.
And I made that, so I told my mother at age 5 that I was never going back to school again as long as I lived. And she spoke to the teacher who said she was sorry, that it's okay to make a mistake. We'll make a new chart, do it again, and you'll go first. And I remember all joy was gone. And I did it very slowly and carefully, terrified I was going to make another mistake and ruin the chart again. So, and that has stayed with me.
I was just going to say, do you see any traces of that in your company,
Heidi? Every day.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the thing. You have had that story mean one thing. Do you get that here, owning our stories, we get to make it mean what we want it to mean?
Oh, I'd love to change it.
Right. Now, it has a history. So it's got some momentum going in one direction.
It does. It has a lot.
And this one, like Marnie and some of them, like Marnie had some of it a little bit easy, like saving someone's life and challenges into opportunities. Like that was probably an easier fit, for instance, right? We could hear the that makes sense, right? And here we're just going to have to use our creative imagination a little bit. It's because, okay, I made a mistake in kindergarten. The more we see the country, the better we get along. Our stories, when we build them, I'm so glad that it's like this, because we just got to think about it. We have to think about it. So how can you make, I made a mistake in kindergarten mean, the more we see the country, the better we get along? It just requires thought. I'm like, hey, I was in kindergarten. I can't make it mean that. Oh. We can make it mean what we want it to mean.
So when I was in kindergarten, I made a mistake and the teacher told me that it had ruined the class project because it had not turned out the way she had expected it to. And yet, as I've driven across the country and met all kinds of unexpected types of people who are all beautiful and wonderful in their own way. And as I met them, I thought, that's so different and fascinating and not what I expected. And I learned so much from meeting people who were not as I expected them to be, that now when I think back to what happened in kindergarten, I realize that it was all about what I made the difference to be and not what actually had happened.
You see, you're like, Heidi, great. Can you see her like working for the theme?
She's working for the theme.
I just got like such different things to bring together here. And if we can bring together this, can we bring together a story that we've chosen and a theme that we've chosen and put them together? And sometimes also when we do this, the definition of creativity is bringing together two diverse things and making them mean something. That's a definition of creativity. So as we work our brains like this and see how to make that work, of course we can do, does it make sense? We'll get to do that more easily out there when we're more in control of the elements. You guys aren't in control of the elements here, right? Okay, so, and let me see. So, and one of the things that happened with your story, Heidi, because you had to work for that one. I'm like, I'm in kindergarten. I can't drive across the country, right? But it's interesting because there, it's like the driving story itself and driving across the country almost took over from the kindergarten story. And no wonder, because you were struggling to make it mean that, right? Mm-hmm. So if we wanted to land it even more, and I don't know, I actually don't know how to do this. I didn't see these beforehand, right? So I just think about it as I'm thinking about a story. And like, so I made a mistake in kindergarten and driving across the country, we get along better. So I searched my memory to see if there was other details I can pick up, like Marnie picking up the family that was there, mm-hmm. right? I searched my memory and it's like, is there another detail that I could pick up? And one of the things that I think of was driving across the country, you get along better. Is there something that around that time in kindergarten, maybe when you, and I don't know, I'm searching for the story. Sometime when you drove across the country in kindergarten, or in and around that age, when you saw the world differently and maybe either something good or something bad happened. Because then we might be able to tie it, you know, even as a child and how you saw, and you saw it this way and you saw it that way. Do you see I'm struggling, like I'm working the story, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, one memory I have is a little kid driving with the family was stopping at highway stops. And at that time, every stop was different and there would be a little shop for the travelers. And one of the things they sold at these little shops was a book of Mad Libs that you would plug in your own words, noun, verb, adjective, and then read it. And it would read like a funny story. And you saw the humor in words coming together unexpectedly. Mm. And it was in those, and my brother and I would fill those in and we would laugh at how silly it was to make these words mean something, make things, the unexpected was funny. And I realized in doing Mad Libs with my brother that another way to have looked at what had happened in kindergarten would have been to laugh. Would have been to say, oh, gee, that's silly. Or, oh, you know, I wish the teacher had a better sense of humor about things.
Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, and here we're really trying to make this exact scene with the success story, yeah. We're working it, right?
We're working
it. And what we might end up doing is altering the theme a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Or we might end up altering the story a little bit or picking up other pieces, or we might even glue two stories together. I'm showing you how story construction works, right? So, and Heidi, can I take a shot at this? Tim, sure. Putting together what you've said here. And again, I might not have the theme exact on, I might borrow some pieces from a different story, but I'm gonna do my best to end on the more we see the country, the better we get along. Without just going over to that story. So give me a sec. Let's see what we can do. Once when I was in kindergarten, I wrote the wrong thing on a school chart. My teacher told me I'd ruined the chart. I was devastated. Because just by writing something the wrong way on a piece of paper, it's like I was wrong. Like everything I did was wrong. And see, I'm hitting a different theme here. Oops. All right. But I couldn't be, there's no way to be right. So I've landed on a bit of a different theme there, but I'm going to see if I can get to another point than here. So then, I just wish more people would travel across the country, because you know, when you drive across the country, you get a different perspective. That's what happens. I'm going a little bit over to this. I went from one theme a little bit to skipped over to a different theme, different story. But you know, when I was traveling with my brother, when I was a kid around the same time, we stopped off and got this Mad Libs book. And the thing that I loved about it is that you could write anything. That there was no way to be wrong. I just wish everybody would jump in the car, go somewhere, and understand more about human nature. Because if my teacher had been in the car with us doing Mad Libs, she wouldn't have done that to me. And this is a story a little bit about blame about her, right? You know, but she'd have had more compassion. Maybe she would not have approached it the way she did. And you know, I'm struggling for the theme too myself, right? So what if we could put my brother and me and my teacher and all the kids in the class and everybody into that car? I just wish we could. We could all drive across this country, stop at every gas station and play Mad Libs all the way along. Because if we just did that, wouldn't we all learn to get along better? So not quite there, working toward it, but I, you know, do I care about this particular story? I mean, I care about you, Heidi, and your real story, right? But what I care about is watching, here's the raw material for the story. Here's the theme that I want. And I work them together. And I look and pull the details out in order to make the point that I want to make. And that's how people will hear me. If this is making sense, raise your hand. Whether we nail that story in the end or not, we're going to play with the elements, and we might, you know, that one was like one of the most challenging ones. So I didn't want to start with that one, right?
Well, so, you know, the challenge is really fascinating, and it's making me think what made it work so successfully with Marnie just now. And I think it was because we were more easily able to see the universal theme that linked. Love was the universal that just linked all the stories. And then it was much easier to, well, it's love here and love here. So we can talk about love. Yeah. And I'm wondering if here, no,
I'm going to stop you there. I don't think that's an empowering story at all, because these were very different themes, challenges and opportunities, love hurts. No. So you're looking to see a theme in the themes,
right?
You're looking to see one thing that unites them. And I'm saying they're radically different.
Yeah.
Okay. And that it is true that there may be a story that will fit this theme better. So I can look through, I can scan through these like 50 stories that you created and choose the one that I want to tell. But it's not always so deadhead obvious. Like if we looked at, well, Marnie saved a life and love hurts, why would that fit together? Offhand, we don't think that that's so. And offhand, certainly these ones have nothing to do with each other, but we made it work, right? Some could be easier than others. There may be more of a fit, but don't discount things. Sometimes if they seem radically different at the start, we actually build something very creative. All right. Making sense? So let's try. Heidi, you want to try the next one?
Sure.
Let's see. So I made a mistake in kindergarten and turning challenges into opportunities. So start with the theme, end with the theme, stay with the theme, pull out what you need from the story to make it mean. You can turn challenges into opportunities.
You know, you can turn challenges into opportunities. I'm remembering a challenge that I had in kindergarten when the teacher told me that I had ruined the oak tag chart that the class was creating. And that was painful. But I do remember a thought that I had triggered by that episode, in which I thought to myself, when I'm an adult, I will always speak kindly to children. And I always remembered that thought. And I credit that thought with guiding me when I've gotten angry with my own children and words come to my lips that I'm going to speak and maybe they're not the nicest. And I remember that time that I made that choice and that decision in the midst of that challenge. And I stopped myself, and I'm grateful for what happened, because it taught me what not to do when I was upset. And that became an opportunity for me to build a stronger relationship with my own children. So I am grateful that to Mrs. Milner in kindergarten for speaking harshly to me, because it taught me not to do the same with my own kids.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you. And you know what? So you could see Heidi too. Like what happened with Heidi was similar to what happened with Marnie, because Marnie started drifting over into love is worthwhile after all. And Heidi, you started drifting over to be kind to children, right? So could you see that there's a theme drift?
Yes.
So we need to work it. And just like you saw me too, drifting over to that other theme, like it's okay. It happens. And then we work it. Make sense?
Right.
We work it. And I want it to mean exactly, you can turn challenges into opportunities and mean nothing else, not be kind to children, not have a good relationship with your children, like only that a challenge can be an opportunity. So that makes us think, it's like, how does that mean? We actually have to think about it. How does that mean that you can turn challenges into opportunities? Can I take a shot at this one as well, Heidi? And again, like, I didn't have see these beforehand. I don't know. I think them through. So that's a piece I want to get across here. Like we think them through. So you turn challenges into opportunities. And then how we flesh out the story too. It makes sense that the people that are listening to us, they're going to be able to hear it better. The more we know how stories work so we can flesh it out as story. And we'll talk more about that next time too, about the writing piece of it, right? And the elements of story that we want to add in and so on, right? More next time. But you can turn challenges into opportunities. Okay, it's my best shot at it. Let's something like this. Sometimes I feel like I've been living in kindergarten. Heidi, I've got your permission here to do this? Okay. Sometimes it feels like I've just been living in kindergarten my entire life. Because you see, my teacher created a chart on the wall and I wrote the wrong thing on it. She told me I'd ruin the chart. And I feel like I've carried that with me all my life. I always want to be careful. I always want to get it right. I always want to make sure I don't make a mistake. It felt like this challenge has completely messed up my life. But then I had an autistic child. And I watched my autistic child make all kinds of mistakes over and over again. What people called mistakes, doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, having a tantrum where he's not supposed to. And then I watched other moms who were experiencing the same thing. And I remembered what it felt like to live in kindergarten all my life. And I realized that that challenge that had been with me my entire life was really the best opportunity of my life. Because that had happened to me and I felt so horrible and so humiliated, it helped me understand what's happening with me through my life, what's happening with my kid, and what's happening with the mothers that I work with and their kids too. I don't care what's happened to you. No matter what's happened to you, you can turn that challenge, whether it's making a mistake in kindergarten or feeling like you've ruined your child's life, you can turn that challenge into the greatest opportunity ever. And I'm going to show you how. And you move into what you're going to say.
Wow.
The tears tell me that got it right. And here's the thing, it didn't look like promising material for that. Not really, right? So that's why it's like, don't be afraid to know that this can mean that. And sometimes when it's unexpected, but we work for it, that's why the surprise of that. And you see what I was making it mean is, yeah, challenges suck and I'm stuck here all my life. And then because there was a turn, but actually it was an opportunity. And that's all story technique, right? That's understanding how the stories work. That's why you could hear the story. So thank you for that. And see, Heidi had that element about, there's something about compassion in there. I know it's right. So she had that instinct that it's there. It's somewhere that matters. But can you see the difference? Like if she ends up saying, be compassionate to your kids, we can't hear it as well, strangely enough. Yeah. But we stay on that one theme relentlessly, doggedly. We stay there. We stay there. We stay there.
Yeah.
And then the other things, they're like sub points. They can't be the main point, but people are going to get that too. They're going to go, I got this and that and that and that from what you said. But it's because it stays thematically on point. If you understood what I just said and what just happened, raise your hand.
It transformed a story that I would never have told into one that I very well may.
That list of 50 stories that you guys created in 4 minutes, I'm not kidding. And Marnie has 25 categories. It's gold. Don't discount anything. Go and do that exercise before next week, right? All right. Let me see. I think what I want to do, I would love to, that's just two of them, but that was a deep dive, right? The last one was, what am I missing here? It's been a while now. So driving, how did that go? Driving across the country. And that one, where is that one? Driving across the country. Whose is that one?
That's
driving across with Deborah. That's yours.
Yeah.
Deborah, are you willing to play?
Oh, sure. A little nervous. Not like, gonna lie.
You're allowed to say no. Truly.
Yeah. I'm ready to learn.
Okay. You're sure?
Yep.
I know you are ready to learn. Are you ready also to do the exercise? Because, you know,
yeah, yeah. Just, no, I'm, yeah. I am. Yeah, I'm
perfect. Yeah. Because you guys are listening and learning too. I know. Right. So not required that you do it, but you're
mm-hmm.
willing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. I trust that. Do you guys trust that? Because I don't want Deborah. I don't want you doing something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So driving across the country, tell us just like the 30-second version of what this was.
There's about five times I've done it, so I'll choose.
Exactly. Thank you. That alone, you guys, I hope you learned that, right?
Yeah.
Choose the one.
When I was 14, my grandmother came from England and she joined my family and my family in Montreal. And we drove across we met in Thunder Bay, and we drove across the country, and we met my family from Vancouver in Banff, and we camped and then continued on to BC. So that we drove from Ontario to BC. Actually, we went down to California, Texas, and back up, but I'll just do the country, Canada.
And I love that you said that, because can you see that what we have right now, Deborah really just gave us as best that we could, just the facts. And she did exactly what I asked her to do. So this is perfect, but we're not engaged in that yet. Right. Because we don't know what it means. Can you hear that? The facts tell story, sell part and sell. It's not because we're imposing something or selling something on somebody. We're just like helping them engage in an experience to a point, right. To a purpose that we're helping them with. Okay. So that's perfect. It's such a great illustration of that, you know, facts tell stories. So like just the facts, we don't know what to make of it. And then we feel a little lost. We don't know what to do yet. And Deborah did exactly the right thing, just as I asked her to do. So let's make that mean. We did the first two. We didn't do the Love Hurts one mm-hmm. with Heidi. So let's go for Love Hurts. Let's start with Love Hurts. So start and end with that theme, Love Hurts, and make that trip mean Love Hurts. So all that it means, it doesn't mean anything else. You saw that the less I drifted off that, you know, turn challenges mm-hmm. into opportunities, the more I just stayed there, the more people could hear me. Mm-hmm. Stay only with Love Hurts, begin and end there.
Mm-hmm. Love sometimes hurts, but in the moment we don't know that. And so when I was 14, my family drove across the country with my grandmother and two other of my family members. And little did I know that the following year and the following year after that, two of those families separated and divorced. And one of those was my family. And it began on that trip, but I didn't know. But I had an instinct. And so at one point, when I saw my dad really, really, really trying to find a ring, and I had no idea why he was so obsessed to find this one ring. And a couple of months later, I saw that ring on another woman's hand. And that woman wasn't my mom.
Hmm.
And even though the trip was bonding and it grew a lot of love with all of our families, I also learned love hurts. And my instincts was driving that knowing. But boy, am I ever glad we had that bonding time together with those families, even if love hurts.
Thank you. And I just realized, you know, both for Deborah and for Heidi worked it and worked it as you did here, Deborah, And then in the depth of the emotion, I forgot to say, give Heidi a round of applause. Mm. So let's do them one at a time when we go back to Heidi. Like, it takes courage to do that. You did a great job, right? I want to go. And then will you give Deborah a round of applause? Because, like, thank you. Like, we're all learning here, right? Thank you. All right. So, you know, details in a story matter. If there was one image, one thing that you remember from that story, what do you remember? The ring. So how we work with details in story matters, right? And we'll you know, talk more about that over the next couple of weeks, but wow, that ring. And then you watch Deborah drifting off the theme a little bit, right? At one point, and again, we're just doing this off the cuff. So, you know, Deborah said, well, I'm glad we had that bonding time. And can you feel that that part wasn't as interesting, even though in our hearts, when we're talking to her about it, we might actually be quite engaged in that. But because it's off theme, our energy starts to drift away. Am I right? Can you feel it? And can you feel that, Deborah? So interesting, even though in human connection, you would think that we would care about that, but it's off theme, we can't hear it. So, and then also Deborah shifted the theme a little bit. It's kind of interesting. So we can play with the theme. We had love hurts, and she said, love sometimes hurts, but in the moment we don't even know that, right? And I think if I were to actually keep crafting this story, so Deborah's got some, you know, fabulous material for this story, if she wants to say that love hurts. Don't be afraid to give the story away right from the beginning, by the way. Because when we sometimes hold back on things, and Deborah might only have thought about it in the moment too. She's doing this right on the spot, right? But, and don't be afraid to be bold. It's love sometimes hurts. She wanted to soften it a little bit, but make a statement. Don't be afraid to say it, right? Love hurts. Love hurts. And if you didn't know it at all at that time, then we're a little bit less engaged. But if you knew it kind of, but you didn't know it, but you knew it, then we're more engaged. Make sense? So like love hurts, and sometimes it's just as simple as the finding of a ring. Let me tell you what happened. You can give it away right at the beginning, right? I knew there was something wrong as my dad was searching for a ring. I didn't really know, but I knew. We were on a trip, everything seemed fine, and you can tell I'm landing it on, but it's gonna go bad, right? And even though, only if this is truthful to you, like even though on the surface of things, everything seemed good, it really wasn't. Love hurts. And can you see, like, I'm not even getting the details of it, but like the more I just land on that, the more that you're all nodding going like, yes, it is like that. Because I'm making a claim for something and I'm using this story to show that. Deborah, how's that feel? Because again, we're dealing with some very deep stuff, you guys, here.
Yeah.
Still okay with us?
I'm still figuring out the dynamics and understanding, but I can hear the value.
Yeah, good. All right. So let's take let's do this. Let's make it, because this is gonna sound like it means the opposite. Driving across the country, the more we see the country, the more we get along. Because didn't we just say love hurts? Then that's what this story means, and awful things happen as a result of it. So that can't mean that, because didn't it just mean something horrible? But now I want you to just put on a different hat, kind of like in debating, because our lives are complex. It's not that one is true and one is false. We're just pulling out one part of it. It's not like we're like being false. It's not that at all. It's like, here's a different authentic story. And this part, because many things were happening, I'm sure, on that car ride and in driving across the country, the more we see the country, the better we get along. At first, those sounded like such an obvious match, but actually now it doesn't, right? So now let's see if we can make that match up. Make it only mean that in driving across the country on that trip, the more we see the country, the better we get along. I want it to mean it's like sounding like almost pretty well the opposite. Mm-hmm. Tell me that story. Start there and there, only land there.
The more we see our country, the better we get along. And let me tell you a story of my family driving across the country when I was 14. Before the trip even started, I remember going with my dad and buying the 8-track tapes that we were going to have on the trip on the car. And one of them was Stevie Wonder, and the other was British pub songs. And there were about three others, but those are the ones I really remember. And I remember my dad in particular really getting the British pub songs for his mom, who flew from England to come and join us on our trip. And just, we sang all across the country. We sang every song. We had a bed in the back of the van, and sometimes we slept, and sometimes we were singing from the top of our lungs there. But I got to know and hear my grandparents and my mom and dad from a different tune. Sometimes my cousins, who were also on the trip, they'd come into the van and drive along with us. My cousins in particular, we all knew the Stevie Wonder songs to the point where we could still sing them. And my family still to this day talks about it, the singing of and bringing joy to all our lives and depth, and continue to see each other every 3 years because we're a family that gets along.
Yeah. And then we so want to hear, don't we? We want to hear her repeat the theme. And we think we're like driving it home too much or repeating ourselves too much. But don't we want to hear her say, so the more you travel across the country, the better you get along. Like, we want to hear it again, don't we? And then we feel like, oh yeah, we've landed. Right. Great. Can you see that Deborah Polk, great job. Again, another round of applause for all three. Like, thank you. Thank you for being brave. Thank you for playing along. I've always wanted to do this. I'm so glad we've done this today. This is great, great work. And do you notice too that Deborah pulled out very different details? Instead of the ring, we're talking about 8-track tapes. And then she revolved it around that very different image, because that's the thing that brought the family together. And then here's like a next level move for your stories. Your story could even go, you know, so when you dream, and it's going to land on that, the more you see the country, the better you get along. And make sure you bring your 8-track tapes, you know? And little did I know that that whole time my dad was shopping for a ring for somebody else. But when I think back, even despite that, you see, I just turned it. I turned it back to the theme. Despite that, when I think back on that trip, I think of the love. I think of the songs. I think of the way we were together. And I just wish we could drive across the country forever, because I wish my life could be frozen forever on that amazing family journey. Because when we drive across the country, we all, no matter what's happening, we all get along. So see, I added in that other element, but I said, even despite that, there was this togetherness. And now, don't we see that trip an entirely different way? Do we think that Deborah's then just lying about things? No, right? She can't tell both stories at the same time. Can you see that? She tries to tell both stories, nobody will hear anything. She tells the one story or she tells the other story, because that's what people can hear. And they're both true. Do you think, like, was Deborah lying about one and not about the other? They're both authentic. They're both true, but she's chosen to make that story mean that. And when we get that we can do that, not only in our companies, but in our lives, do you understand the power that you've just been given with, you've got ears to hear, and I know everyone here does? Because there's that thing that meant that. And ever since kindergarten, life has gone downhill. Heidi could tell that unconscious tragedy story, or she can tell a very different story of her life and use it to empower herself and others. Same with Deborah, right? And it could be, you could say, well, the one is a good story, one is a bad story. Think about Deborah's stories, like love hurts. Maybe she's talking, and we use our stories in different circumstances. Maybe she's talking to a friend. He said, man, I just got betrayed so horribly and I just can't believe it, because why didn't I see the signs? Deborah says, let me tell you a story. Love hurts. Isn't that the story she's going to want to tell in that context for that person? And maybe it's something else. Maybe it's like, man, and again, I hope you don't mind it. I'm making up details from your life, right? But like, thank you. Okay. Maybe she's got, I don't know, but maybe she's got, you know, a brother who's like, ever since that time, I'm like so pissed off at dad and I won't talk to him again because, you know, just a jerk and whatever, right? And she says, Yeah, but you know what? I remember that trip that we took. Do you remember the one with Grandma? I remember it otherwise. Because I know love hurts, but here's the thing. I'm like dismissing that theme, right? I know, and not even love hurts. I know family hurts sometimes. But I remember that, at least in our family, the more we see the country, the better we get along. And we still have a possibility. I'm changing the theme a little bit for the circumstances, right? But there's still hope, or there's still possibility. I'm shifting the theme a little bit. But can you see that in different circumstances, she might want to tell that or 100 other stories? If she can tell those two stories, do you get that she could tell 100 different, she could have that story have 100 different themes, but you can't tell them all at once. But it could have 100 different themes. If you see that, raise your hand. Not all at once. All right. You've just been given the keys to the kingdom. Deborah tries to tell the story about, yeah, my dad had the ring and love hurts sometimes, but we were driving across the country. Sometimes it was okay. I'm glad I got to see my grandma. I'm like, all these different things, and we don't know what to listen to. We need an organizing principle to wrap our heads around. And when she chooses that, we'll remember that story that she took with her family across the country forever. And when she just gave us the facts, we're going like, yeah, okay, right? She's just outlining it, but it didn't have that meaning yet. All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Great work, you guys. Oh my goodness, great work. As you're okay, finishing up that last thought. I was thinking, I broke for a cough for a minute. And like our lives are just filled with stories. As I muted myself for cough, these themes came into my mind. It's like COVID sucks. And then the opposite theme came up into my mind, like COVID was the best thing that ever happened to me in my company. And you get that I could tell either of those stories. And I really believe both of them are. I just told Amy like 15 wins yesterday. No, 15 minutes of wins. Like I couldn't stop. Like we got to get to some work and do some stuff, but I got to tell you all the wonderful things that have happened. When we understand that we get to be in the driver's seat, this is what it means to be in the driver's seat of our own stories. It's not some happy face on an empty gas gauge. It's not Deborah pretending that the ring didn't happen. It's nothing like that, or pretending that the 8-tracks didn't happen. It's choosing the stories that we choose to tell about our lives. And then and then about others too, all the stories that we tell, and to a point, because we chose some random themes here, didn't we? And some random stories, but look how impactful they are, even when they're random. And the theme is just something you want to say to people. So what I want you to think about between now and next week, and I have some, you know, go do the exercises on the handouts. So you generate all those stories so that you know you can easily generate stories, right? And then I want you to think about, well, where do you want to use story? Choose a place. We use them everywhere. We talked about it. Networking, sales, marketing, meeting people, joint venture partners, growing our team, our company vision. I mean, it's everywhere. If you have a talk, remember that you all have access to the recording of a half-day retreat about how to create your talk. So if you want your story to fit into your talk, go listen to that again this week. It would be a good thing. It'd be a good idea to do that anyway, right? So, but I want you to decide, like, here's a place that I want to use my story. And then I want you to decide to what end. I want to tell a story when I'm giving a talk that will make me be credible in the eyes of people. I want to tell a story that tells them, maybe it's something that you teach, something that people need to understand. In my company, for instance, its stories are everywhere. When people understand that, they're in a different world. So that, you know, and could people argue? They're going, no, stories aren't everywhere. Stories is just that little thing. That's what most people think. That's our elevator pitch or something. No, I'm arguing. I'm saying, I am claiming that stories are everywhere. And so I could tell a story to mean that stories are everywhere. I could tell a story to say that, forget about the body doesn't matter. You've got, it's all about our minds. Or I could tell a story that says, you know, horses are dangerous, don't ever go near them. Or I could tell the opposite story, right? thank you, Anna Maria, got it. We're gonna be wrapping up soon. And you're a high, you're inspired action. Think it, post it, you know, and then we'll see you next week. So thank you, Anna Maria. So so for next time, what, where do you want to use your story? Choose a place. There's 10 places, and here's the one that I want to use the most, or the top two, but think of the first one. And then to what end? Is it to teach somebody something? Is it to gain credibility? Is it to have them take a particular action? And then who's it for? So start considering that, because we're going to be crafting these stories next, in real time next time, all right? anything else I need to tell you about that? Let me just check my notes. All right, so just a quick review and then one aha, one inspired action to take us home today. You have infinite material for stories. I hope you know this now. Like infinite stories. Our stories have to make a point. That's a theme. If they don't, nobody can hear us. When they do, it's highly impactful. And then I can choose my story to make that point. And sometimes we're just, you know, very direct about it. It's like, okay, I need a story that's exactly about that. But think about what happened with Heidi's story. It's like, sometimes it can be something that's radically different. You can choose whatever story you want. You could choose any of those stories and make it mean that, right? And then I look for the details in my life or in that story that will support that point. Is it an 8-track or is it a ring, right? Okay, anything else that I wanted to add? So yeah, home play, find your 25 stories. You guys know that that's easy now. You can make 100 if you want, right? We'll have that handout for you. Think of other stories, other sources for your stories, so you can easily generate stories. You guys already know how to do that. Again, where do you want to use story first? Reminder about the deep dive half-day retreat about your talk. A talk needs to make one point too, just like a story, right? And then post your questions. Remember to post your questions. You can ask as many questions as you want. The more questions you have, I know where we're going in this Stories That Sell Now, but I will take into account what you're asking me, and your questions will also shape which part of the story I emphasize, which one I grow more for you so I can help you the best. So send in your questions. And then of course, through all this, watch how you're playing. Like you go, well, I don't have a story. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I didn't do it right. Oh, I did it wrong. Oh, I did it right. Oh, I'm really happy. I'm just like, watch how you're playing throughout all this. And for instance, and for those, if I played with your story and there's anything lingering about that, I just want to say you did a fabulous job. Oh my goodness, this is right on the spot. You did amazing, amazing work. And thank you for stepping forward to play with your story so others, so we all can learn. And those who were listening, were all also listeners. Thank you for listening so attentively to the stories. I watch you and see you listening, because it takes both the speaker and the listener for us to create a community of understanding what story's about. So fabulous work, you guys. You know more about story than most people out there in the industry already. Can you feel it? Next time you watch a speaker telling a story, whatever, you're going like, what's the theme? All right. It's like, and as you're thinking about your talk, you're going, oh, I could pull from all these different stories. I got so many people go like, I don't have a story. You're not going to do that anymore. Fabulous, fabulous work. So we're going to wrap up today. One aha. Oh, actually, just before we wrap up, for next time, like I said, crash course on writing, right? It used to be half your course in university. It's only going to be one small piece of what we're doing, right? But, well, how do I write my story, Michelle? And I'm going to give you, like, if you go like, I don't know anything about theme, but now you do, right? I don't know how to have a story have a theme, but now you do. Was it hard? I mean, you maybe had to work for it, but, you know, we're going to play, we're going to have fun with it. And I'll show you about how we do writing in a way that's very different than what you've experienced before, in ways that play, that are playful, in ways that actually work, so you know how to put your story together. And you're already doing it. Hint, you're already doing it. Did you hear the beauty of each and every one of you that told your stories? And throughout all of the call today, you were sharing stories in beautiful, beautiful ways. Heidi in the blue sky, you know, you're already telling stories. And more on how to craft your story so you'll be heard. And how, you know, what the shape of the story is, what the elements are that we want to put in that story. you guys are doing it already naturally, but like, let's pull them out and see how that goes together with what we've already learned. So lots to come for you to write your own story next time. It's going to be super fun. So one aha, one inspired action to bring us home. And this, don't think about what your aha is going to be, because your biggest aha in the call might be the aha that somebody is about to say right now that you weren't really paying attention to. But don't worry about what your aha is going to be. It might change by the time it's your turn. One inspired action, so it's just not head knowledge. So we're actually putting it out there on the court and making a difference in our businesses and our lives. One thing you're going to do, hopefully you're all going to do all that home play that I said, and one thing that you choose, all right? Diane, go ahead. You're in my upper left-hand corner.
So many ahas. Probably the biggest one is to focus on the theme.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah, that one was really good. Inspired action. Well, definitely doing the homework. And I've got a story I was working with already that I can, but there was no theme to it. So now I can start working with a theme with it.
Isn't that great? Like, listen to you. Things you didn't know a couple of hours ago, that you can not only know what they are, but know how to work with it. Fantastic. Thank you, Diane. Deborah, you're up next.
You have to apologize. My brain is, or I'm in information overload at the moment. So I'm going to the action point that we talked about yesterday, where I'm going to go to my website, that section on my website that we looked at, and really look at it from that place of stems and themes to tease out more of that brainstorming to putting it in the client's point of view.
Love it. Good, good. And then one aha. And I know it's like,
oh, the aha is, yeah, stories make a point.
Yes. You guys got it about the theme. Thank you. When you listen to people who are telling a story, when you're networking and the story doesn't have a theme and somebody else is saying something and you're going like, I don't know how to hear this. This changes everything, right? Heidi, go ahead. You're next.
Very similar. I love your words, Michelle. You know, the theme is the organizing principle. That really brought it home for me. That's what the story needs to do. And the inspired action is, I have a core story about what my son typed as his, you know, the guidance to me. And now I want to just make sure that, you know, my whole talk is in sync with the story. Otherwise, it's going to be this out of nowhere story.
Right. And that's a whole other level. Like, the story has a purpose, but then that purpose of the story better fit in with the whole arc of the talk.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it does.
Right.
So fabulous knowing. Fantastic. Thank you, Heidi. Brilliant. Marnie, you're up next, of course.
So my aha is that any story can fit a theme, and any theme has multiple possible stories.
And yes, thank you for hearing it. Yes, freedom, so much freedom in that.
And my inspired action is to do the home play, if you could repeat it. I'm sorry.
Do the home play. Yes, thank you. So you'll have a couple handouts that will be in your inbox. And that's just like, hey, go find those stories. Hey, what are your favorite ones? You know, start to play with them, right? And then the other thing that you don't have written down, but that I've added, is where do you most want to use your story? Is it that you want to nail your personal story in your talk? Then you got to figure that out. Or is it that, hey, when I'm networking, I don't know what to say and I would like that story? Or maybe you've got somebody who's on your team and you don't know how to have them engaged in the story of your company so that they'll work. Or maybe you don't have a team, but you would like some volunteers. And how would you, you know, like, so what's the problem you're trying to solve? What do you want the story for? And in what area of your company and why? Let me see, was that it? No, let me go. Yeah, where do you want to use your story first? Where do you want to use your story first? And also, there's the talks that sell. If it's your talk that you want to put your story into, go and re-listen to talks that sell. We did a deep dive in that half day. That'd be a great thing to do between now and then. And also post your questions. So those are the things I said, watch how you're playing. right? Does that help, okay. Marnie? I'm sure that helped others too.
So my inspired action is to work on the signature talk.
Yeah, really good. And you've, you know, you've got some great, great resources to turn to, right? Have a fantastic week, everybody. Fabulous work. Best ever star for stories that sell now. And that's because you guys were playing so full out. I just love, love, love this. So really great work. You guys understand the things about story that a lot of people in the industry do not understand. You have the keys to the kingdom already, and we're only at the first retreat. So can't wait to see you next week, same time, same place. Have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.